This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for us, the people associated with Good Day and DJV. That would be Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I to take a quick, well, it's not quick, it's been the most part of the hour, reviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com for the week of September 30th, ending on Friday the 30th. Presidential race and the debate on Monday, number one. I'm looking at the extremes from either side. Number 10, the protests at sports events when the national anthem is played. I don't know that there's any. Are people really paying? I mean, the first couple of weeks of this, it made news and it was of some import. Certainly interesting subject matter. Isn't it old now? Hasn't it sort of run its course?
It kind of is, but, you know, people keep it going. I mean, Colin Kaepernick was just put on the cover of Time magazine, for goodness sake.
Wow.
I know, taking his knee. Here's a second-string quarterback. It's sitting on the cover of Time.
The bencher.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the second string. And then you also have a lot of people. I was just listening to a story. Yeah, the second string typically sits on the bench, Dougie.
Right.
I was just listening to a story about the New York council, local government in New York. They had like 7 members there that decided to sit during the Pledge of Allegiance. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, it's old to us, but it continues because people keep doing this. And I just learned, this is so interesting, that the Pledge of Allegiance was actually developed by a socialist. Did you know that?
No.
No.
Or, I'm sorry, the national anthem was Pledge of Allegiance. I have to get my facts
straight. Francis Scott Key may have been a socialist.
But I guess it was because he said, look, there are things that are so bad in this country, but I still pledge allegiance to the flag because we can still work on these issues here in the
right.
country. Isn't that interesting?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. How often do we say that, and what does it really mean when you... It's sort of like singing... For me, the national anthem is a waste of time because it's a horrible song and ought not to be. I think America the Beautiful would be a much better national anthem, would bring people to their feet. It's a much more resounding chorus. It says something.
Who chose the national anthem? Was it like the Continental Congress?
No, the national anthem wasn't around until... 1840, something like that.
Really?
I thought
Scott Key was way back further than that.
It was the replay of the attack. I believe it was Fort Sumter, but I can't swear to that.
Yes.
Was it Fort Sumter?
McHenry.
Fort McHenry, right. And, you know, what the aftermath of it was, the morning, you know, light brings the mornings to the bomb bursting and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it's so horrifically war. It's just like there's so much war and fighting and stuff. And I don't like glorifying it. And that's what the national anthem does. And, yeah, we had a fight for our freedom. And, you know, lots of things in our reality are fights. But I don't like glorifying it. I think America the Beautiful much better states what most of us, I don't think it makes a difference how old we are. Think about the chorus.
That's a much prettier song.
Oh, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Do you want to know the facts on the Star Spangled Banner?
Yes.
Okay, it was written as a poem by, as you mentioned, Francis Scott Key back in 1814, but it was recognized by official use for the United States Navy in 1889, and the President Woodrow Wilson in 1916 made it the national anthem.
So we didn't have a national anthem until 1916.
No. Well, the reason I know this is that, if you watch it, this is so stupid, but William Shatner on that show that he was just on with Henry Winkler, they said
that
he was born before the national anthem was the national anthem.
Oh,
and to that
point, he wasn't born in America either.
The national anthem was made by congressional resolution, and I was right. Look at me on the 30s, March 1931. So there you go. Signed by President.
It's been around for a while, but yeah, right.
Right, started as a poem.
But Shatner was born after that.
No, Ed Sheeran is 86.
Oh, so, shoot, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Right, yep. So it would have been 1930, in fact. Okay.
That was a great TV show, by the way.
Let's just, as an aside here, the discussion of who's going to be the next president, presidential race, the debates and all of that sort of thing, one of the things that we don't focus on enough, from my perspective anyway, and maybe it's because I'm a traditionalist, there are some things, even though I'm also an anarchist, I believe in certain traditions, and the Pledge of Allegiance is one of them. Maybe it's because I grew up. We, every single morning, in morning exercise, that's what we used to call them in elementary school, the principal would come on the loudspeaker and there'd be a few messages and sometimes happy birthday to somebody. And then there would be, everybody would stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. That's how I know it by rote. But I remember even at that age, I remember more third, fourth, fifth grade, when it actually meant something to me, I could understand the words. I think a lot of times people just say, it's like singing the national anthem. Does anybody really know what the national anthem says, depicts? No. So to make a big thing out of it, and this is what really so bothers me, even though I made fun of Kapernsky or whatever the hell his name is.
Kaepernick,
him too. You know what? I would like to take all these guys who kneel down, and I'd like to put them in a room, and I'd like to challenge them. I want you to do two things for me, please, Mr. Kaepernick and all the others. Please recite the Pledge of Allegiance for us and sing the national anthem and see if they, in fact, even could do either. Never mind both of them. Could they do either of them?
Well, they've been listening to the national anthem since they were in high school playing sports.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying.
So that one I would think they do, but the Pledge of Allegiance might be a trick.
Yeah.
You want me to light you up just a little bit more?
Sure, go ahead, Richie. Why
not? You know how my wife works for our local government in the schools to help non-English-speaking parents communicate with the teachers with regard to things that are going on with their kids.
Right.
Well, there was one little girl in the elementary school in our neighborhood that said that she did not want to stand and rise and recite the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning class.
Yeah.
And they called the mom in, so my wife had to go in and kind of be the go-between between the teacher, the principal, and the thing. And they all decided together, okay, if she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't want to do it, and she will just sit down and be quiet while everybody else does their thing, if that's what she wants to do. And they were fine. But then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, my wife is
English?
Having to translate. No.
Yeah, all right.
What's her reason for not wanting to do it?
She just didn't feel comfortable with it.
And at what age?
She's in elementary school, so I don't know what she learned.
She's not thinking that on her own.
She learned that from Monday Night Football.
Maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. So, but
so there's a bad example that those guys said, if you consider that to be
right.
A bad example.
That's where, obviously, that's where she's getting it from. And, you know, I just found it interesting that somebody has the opportunity that's obviously come from somewhere and they can't speak English yet, and their child is getting a great education.
Right.
And
getting all these services. Why wouldn't they pledge allegiance to some place that's given them a good opportunity to have a better life than they would have had if they just stayed where they were?
And look at this local government providing the services, even giving you an interpreter, but yet you're telling them you don't want to stand to it. Just, I don't know, it irked me.
Yeah, it does. It does light me up. Thank you for doing that, Rich. That's a service, a public service from Rich McFadden to Doug Steffen. It's 15 past the hour. More on the charts, more on the discussion topics. The top topics of the week, in fact, are our focus this hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdee.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
18 past the hour. This is our overview from the staff, I suppose management, because management is part of the staff here as the stories unfold. I look at this list every week, and I love my relationship with the folks at Talkers Magazine. It isn't about them. It's what they find to be the focus on so many of these good radio programs and stations. But the stuff is also negative. I mean, look at this.
Yeah.
The protests, the homicides.
Well, I hate to tell you, if you've been paying attention this week, there's not a lot of great stuff.
No, there isn't. It's really pretty horrible stuff. I look around trying to find things that are of interest that will, you know, I mean, in this circumstance, we can't override what goes on in the research at Talkers. I can't.
You're saying you'd like to see a couple of puppy stories hit the top ten?
Yeah, that's right. Well, there aren't even any good dog stories from this past week. It was, look at the Montreal Pitbull ban. There isn't even a happy dog story.
There actually is a happy calf story, though. I'm just posting now.
Happy cat.
There's a new kind of breed of mini cow that you can purchase as a pet, and so I'm just posting.
Too bad I can counteract your cute cow story with this one from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah.
Climate fight targeting cows may reshape California dairies. Bum, bum, bum.
Well, that's the best way to drive dairy farming out of California to some other state
that
hasn't got their head up their, if you will, proverbial butt. It's just, that methane story is so bogus and so wrong. I'd like to testify. See if you can arrange me testifying before the state legislative body.
Yeah, I'll
about,
get right on that.
About what the methanes, the poops that come out drop microbes onto the ground and create.
You're 15
wonderful.
Minutes of fame in front of Congress, and you're going to testify about cow
poop farts.
It's the California state legislature, Richie.
Hey,
that's
man. Right.
21 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden going through some of the elements on the talkers chart for this past week. The situation with the September 11th bill and that override, there was a lot of huffing and puffing about that. As it turns out, it may maybe this is a time when we say not so fast, because the news media made a big deal out of how the Congress handed the president his first override. They handed his head to him on a platter. Well, as it turns out, they did vote to override the president's veto. But then quietly, as the week progressed, some of the leaders in Congress got together to try to change the bill. So the story is that, yeah, they rejected the bill, but then after the fact, I think there were some doubts expressed late in the week about the law which allows lawsuits against Saudi Arabia. They want to narrow down the scope of what Americans can do, so that at the end of the day, this would be another worthless exercise and a worthless piece of trash that will mean nothing to anybody. That's really, you know, you never get that stuff. People yell and scream and hoot and holler about the headlines and maybe the first paragraph of the story, but if you then, in the last 2 or 3 days, look at what has happened at the Senate and the House to try to fix the law, you look at the discussions. As a matter of fact, I think Mitch McConnell said that there could be potential consequences if this thing was allowed to stay the way it was, which is doublespeak for, oh, we don't want to tick off the Saudi Arabians. Am I reading this right or wrong? Anybody got anything that they think has value here when you get into this, the nitty-gritty, you get into the weeds, as they say, you see that this is not all what it was cracked up to be, because the Republicans made a big deal. We fixed Obama, man!
Well, I think this was more about symbolism. I mean, think about what the real Americans want to hear about. They don't want to hear about political games or trying to give Obama his first veto or him trying to veto anything at all. What they want is retribution for the terrorist attacks in this country, right? They feel taken advantage of. They don't feel safe sending their kids to school. They think twice and look around when they go to the movies. Like, we all have this new reality that we're dealing with. And so I think think symbolically this was important, and I think it had these Congress people not done it, I think their constituents would have been kind of outraged.
By the way,
Chuck Schumer wasn't out there.
87-1 vote. I mean, there was only one Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, not like 97-1. Yeah.
Harry Reid. Okay, but then after the fact, you see what's happened after the fact, though. They watered it down and changed it so that it would be more acceptable to the Saudis. That's really what we're talking about here. I would love to look in the campaign coffers of Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and some of these other boobs to see how much money they get from companies that are headquartered in Saudi Arabia. I said this on the air. I don't know if you know this as a New York resident or not, Victoria. Schumer has one of the largest, what do we call it, banks, one of the largest treasure chests full of cash from his fundraising efforts. He has at the moment, I saw once, I think it was at $20 or $24 million in his reelection campaign chest. And what happens to this? Most Americans do not realize that money is basically theirs. And I stand to be corrected. Richie, you probably know this around. I believe it's tax-free. They get to keep whatever. When they retire, they keep whatever is in their campaign reelection. They keep all the money. So Schumer, when he retires, you wonder how come. I never really actually, until I looked into it this year, these people all, LBJ, who was a school teacher and a member of Congress and president, never made more than $200,000 a year. When he died, he had an estate worth $25 million. Where the hell did that come from? It came from all of his campaign money getting invested in radio and television stations. That's where it came from. So the fact that they can keep this, and the only question I have is whether it's tax-free.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Here we are to get it. And to help you get it, 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV crew. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio, working through the charts from Talkers Magazine, a discussion which some people, as they listen to it on the radio, could say, yeah, yeah! Or, how many of you do that? When you're listening to something on the radio you really like, if it's conversation, do you talk to the radio? I know
people
who talk to.
Sure.
Yeah, I talk back at the
radio.
More
often I talk when I don't like it and go, ah!
Yeah, right. That's often the case. Or when you listen to music radio, do you sing?
Yeah.
Do you sing along with the song sometimes? Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Mariah Carey when I hit my car. When she can sing.
Really? Good for you. By the way, just as an aside, the number 10 item here is what's going on in the Major League Baseball playoff. These are all sports talk radio issues. Usually number 10 is pretty consistently on the talkers list about what's going on in sports talk radio. This is the last weekend in the career of Vin Scully.
Yeah, big
and
story.
I think a lot of people around, there was a big tribute to Pappy by the Yankees yesterday, but I think it's
or
overshadowed. Big Pappy, Big Poppy, how do they say it?
Poppy.
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 It's spelled P-A-P-I, though.
Yeah, it is, but in Spanish.
Poppy. Yeah, wow. Okay. Anyway, so I think that's overshadowed by Vin Scully's fabulous career as a broadcaster with the Dodgers for, what, 56 years or something?
67.
67 wow. years, this guy has been doing these broadcasts. And so his last is this weekend, and there are all kinds of tributes coming in for him. I don't even know.
I'm having anxiety. I'm going to miss him.
Well, I don't know why he's stopping. I mean, his health is fine. He can still go through. He's got a great
who's
mind.
Who's the poor schmuck that has to take over for him?
Yeah.
I know. He's 89 years old. They haven't announced that
89.
Yet.
Yeah.
But he's 89 years old. His wife has got a couple of health issues, and he wants to take some time. And, you know, look, he's done a great service to the Dodgers. We were so lucky to have him. I get teary-eyed talking about it because, really, truly, of all the voices that I know on the planet, it's my mom, my dad, And then Vin Scully. I mean, I, as a Dodger fan, was raised.
Doug Fall in that lineup.
It comes pretty close, but definitely after Vin Scully. I mean, I've known this, I've had this voice since I was a baby. So
the guy who says you've got mail, don't forget him.
But yeah, but I'd only have known him since the
90s.
Yeah. You know, I was born in the 70s, so, you know.
So Vin Scully deserves
very late
attention.
70s, of course.
And our, I think, admiration. Just one of those great Americans. These are the kinds of things that I would so much rather talk about than all this other stuff that gets in the New Jersey train crash. How do we not look at that and say to ourselves, what in the name of heaven goes right? Is there anything that any agency of government can do and get it right? This is bad management, bad training. They had the ability, they had the trains are all equipped with these emergency braking systems. Not one operator for New Jersey Transit has ever been trained in how to use them.
Ugh.
Not one. So here we have a, this is a quasi-public board, the New Jersey Transit working in concert as they get into New York with the Port Authority of New Jersey and New York. And I used an example earlier of how this works in Boston, where the MBTA is run by a private French company, but they have, and all of the employees are theirs, but they get paid by the MBTA itself. So they run the system, but they get a cost plus 10% contract. So there's no incentive to run it well and to save money. And as a result, there's all kinds of stuff that gets done that's outrageous. And this, going back to the New Jersey situation, is about as outrageous. If you've got a system that could prevent this from ever happening and nobody is taught, somebody's head needs to really roll down the alleyway on this one. Woof. Anybody see anything?
Woof.
This lady got killed just to drop her child off at daycare, got on the train to go to work. Kid's never going to see his mother again. All because they didn't teach these people how to run the train the right way. That's it. Inexcusable.
You know, wasn't it also something wrong with the infrastructure? Have they figured out exactly what it was that caused it? Because from what I had heard, maybe there was an infrastructure issue.
When you say infrastructure, what do you mean?
Like the tracks, basically.
Well, there is always that.
On the tracks.
Or the signals, right.
But what I'm saying is the ultimate cause of the crash was that they didn't use their the braking devices that are there, that are automatically supposed to be engaged. But you got to flip a switch in order to engage them when the train is
moving. The sensors have to be operational on the track so that the train knows where it's at, so that it knows to stop.
It's to stop, right, exactly. And I think they have those. Most of the, you go along train tracks, you see red lights and green lights.
Yeah.
And those things automatically slow a train down.
Metro, well, there's
the NC Metro that crashed and killed a couple of people 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Same problem. Oh, no, the Philadelphia train a couple of years ago.
Yep.
When it went around the bend at 100 miles an hour.
That was the Amtrak.
Yeah.
Same deal.
Same kind of thing. Yeah. So nobody learns from these experiences. Yeah. That's really what's sad.
I mean, the engineer is talking, and he's been commenting as to what went on. He said it sounded like a bomb. He said it made a kaboom sound. He said he froze, like he couldn't believe what was happening in front of you, and then you run, he said. But pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah. Well, people in Michigan, imagine the first car got it the worst.
Well, is that the lesson? Never ride in the first car? I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday because the first car is the one that really got it the worst, like you just said, Doug. And I mean, is there a safest spot on a train to ride?
You know,
I was listening to someone talk with Shepard Smith about it the other day, and he was saying I always sit in the front car so I can be closer to get out to the exit, to the stairs. But apparently, it is a little safer to be in the back car.
Yeah,
for whatever
it is.
Reason.
Yeah. It's like in a plane. You either want to be in the front or the back. You never want to be in the middle.
I thought you want to be on
the middle. You want to be right over the wings.
Wing.
That's the strongest
part. The other way
so you
around.
Only want to be in the middle.
Right. You want to be in the middle with over the wings.
In steerage, where
you
never ride.
The worst part of the train and the plane and it crashes the back part of the plane.
How many times you fly in the middle of the plane, Doug?
Not often, Rich.
Not often, Rich. Thanks. Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review again of the stories from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio with all the NFL action now, getting well into the season, playoff action, who's leaving and who's staying. David Ortiz, a big focus of the conversation. Number 9, the homicide rates in this country. What can you say about this outrage? Number 8, speaking of outrages, the scandal at Wells Fargo. Number 7, the passing of Israeli leader Shimon Peres. Number 6, the fact that the Congress overrode the bill which would allow Americans to sue the Saudis after 9/11 may not be as good as people thought it was. Number 5, shootings. Houston, South Carolina. The whole business is a disgusting mess. I don't want to talk about it, frankly. Number 4, tensions in the Middle East. Number 3, that train crash in New Jersey. Number 2, the legal ramifications of some of these national stories. Who's suing who for what? And number 1, the presidential race. That's the overview of the top 10 stories this week on the Talkers Countdown. And on the people list this week, we still have Colin Kaepernick, Kaepernick, whatever his name is. I'd rather replace his name with some other better players and people that are of interest, because I'm sick of talking about him and his foolishness. David Ortiz, let's put his name there. John Kerry at 9, Shimon Peres at 8, Gary Johnson at 7, Bill Clinton at 6, Al Assad at 5, Pukin Putin at 4, Mr. Obama at 3, Mrs. Clinton at 2, and Donald Trump on the top of the list again as far as people being discussed on news talk radio stations just like this. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. 45 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, taking advantage of capacity and opportunity, learning and sharing, something that you certainly can do as well. You can follow the conversation, Twitter at DJB Show or Facebook.com/DJB Show. Always can send an email along, too, for a focused piece, Doug@DougSteffen.com. The list of people I should go through, I haven't actually done that. I went through the stories, but I didn't go through the list of people that, according to talkers, have been on most people's minds this week. I did mention Copernicus at number 10. John Kerry is at number 9. Shimon Peres is 8. Gary Johnson at 7. That's quite an embarrassment.
Not for any good reason.
No.
Unfortunately.
Bill Clinton is 6. Al Assad at 5. Putin at 4. Obama at 3. Hillary at 2. And Trump at 1. I go.
Jose Fernandez is seriously missing from this list.
Can we kick Colin Kaepernick off that list and replace him with Jose Fernandez?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, why? Explain to everybody why, please. Why?
Well, because he died this week.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
A very popular 24-year-old baseball player kid that was killed, a refugee from Cuba.
Yeah.
An amazing life story, a well-liked guy, unlike Kaepernick. So why not put him
on the list? Doesn't get the attention. Your point is Kaepernick is a jerk, and he gets all the attention, and the good guy who got killed in the boating accident doesn't get much attention at all.
Right. It's a big story for a couple of days, and then it just trails off.
Yeah.
Whereas Kaepernick from...
What is there about our psyche that likes them? I mean, we keep talking about this all the time, and I steer my program away from this stuff. I'd rather talk about the British sausage thrower who won the black pudding championship in England this week, frankly.
But you're right.
You know what that black pudding
is, psyche,
though?
We need to hear bad news.
Why?
For some reason or other, whether it's to make ourselves feel better, safer. Okay, somebody else was in a train wreck. Thank God I'm safe. Or somebody else got murdered.
Maybe in the bonding moment, things are so awful, and you try to bond and commiserate with
whatever it is. It's, you know, the news stations wouldn't play
it if we didn't listen
to
it. It's the opposite of how I personally am, but I know what you're saying, Rich. I know that, you know, I don't know. I just, to me, it has the opposite effect. I don't feel bonded.
It just ticks me off.
Yep.
And I'm in the business that I'm in for years now. We just started the 29th year, or we do the 8th. What is it, a week from now? The 29th year of doing this program. And over the years, I have waffled back and forth as to how to do this program, whether I do it with the most positive spin on things and the stuff that's fun, or I get into the weeds with all of the other people that are doing these programs. And I just don't want to be in the weeds. I have been in the weeds. I've gone back and forth. You think I'm not kidding. I would rather talk about the sausage thing in the Black Pudding Championship, because it's silly and it's fun. And, you know, we can imagine ourselves there doing it. Can you imagine yourself on the stage with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a debate like that? You can't put yourself there. Mm. Can you?
Mm. I don't want to.
No.
Well, and that's the problem. We ought to have people who do want to do that, because we need leadership. But we don't. For some reason, whether the newspapers say we only print what people want to read. And I'm not sure I believe that. I think that they print what they think will give them the most readership so they can get the most money for their advertising, because that's really their job. Their job isn't to bring you things that are good. Their job is not to take care of you. Their job, it's a company. They're there to make money. And it has easily been confirmed that people, for whatever the reaction, that was what Richie was trying to point out a minute or so ago, they react to these bad stories. Maybe, hopefully, they'll say, oh, my God, look at that. I'm glad I'm not there. Or I'm glad I'm not him. Or I'm glad I'm not her. And so and in terms of Gary Johnson, you'd be happy not to be him, because he made himself look foolish this week. And, you know, guys, why would you, in the first place, say yes to an interview, a guy like him on a channel like MSNBC with somebody like that jerk, what's his face?
Mike Barnacle.
Barnacle.
Chris Matthews?
Matthews, yeah. Why would you go into a situation?
I can't believe I just won that round of Ducky Charades.
You know what I mean? Why would you put yourself in that position? You got to be nuts. Yeah. So when's the vice president debate? That's next week, isn't it?
October 4th. Uh-huh.
Next Tuesday. Okay. So I'll plan something else for that evening.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Dougie. This is great. Use it as entertainment, at least.
Okay. Right.
Find the silver lining.
Throw things at the television set. Correct. All right. 50 minutes past the hour. 10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 53 past the hour. It's time for our weekly review of the top 5 topics from the world of technology, as it is appropriately dubbed Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. To review, I have the important job of going through the numbers, and Victoria has the relatively important job of actually telling you what these stories are, starting with number 5.
Well, this was a big week for tech stories just in general, but of course, with last Monday night being the big debate, Tuesday was National Register to Vote Day, and Snapchat got in on that. They paired up with various charities and organizations like Rock the Vote, and Snapchat's trying to register as many millennials as possible. So if you actually, until October 7th, if you're using Snapchat, all you need to do is head to the Stories and Discover pages on Snapchat, and you can find how to register to vote right through the app. You'll see it has features celebrities like Jimmy Fallon and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, whom we all love here, and they'll actually talk you through it on Snapchat. It's a really cool, really simple, easy way to register to vote if you're not already. It takes care of paperwork for you. It goes to all the different states, and they say it takes less than a minute. So it's really easy to register to vote this week until October 7th.
All right. Register to vote. Number 5, use Snapchat. Number 4 this week on the top 5 items in technology?
Well, Amazon has come under fire this week for not being that transparent with pricing. Unless you're an Amazon Prime member, which you pay $99 for the year and you always get free two-day shipping, and in some cases you get free upgraded shipping. But if you're not an Amazon Prime member, there's an organization called ProPublica, and they do a lot of consumer advocacy reports. They looked into this and said, if you're just a regular Amazon user, you have to really, really dig deep to get the best pricing, because Amazon's algorithm is not really showing you the best prices unless you are a Prime member and you're signed in. So this is a little bit shady for Amazon. I understand it's business, but a lot of people are very unhappy that Amazon claims to be helping you save money, but they're really not. Or they're steering you to their own, or they're steering you to their own products.
Are you kidding? Something's not truthful?
I know. It's crazy that that happens in America.
It is awful. How dare they? All right, that's number four. Number three on the list of important technical items that we're talking about this week. Number three.
This is kind of a hot-button issue story. The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, has developed a phone app that actually assists Americans in recording and reporting police misconduct. This is a free app. It's on iOS and Android, and some people are for this and some people are very against it. However, the app is called Mobile Justice, and it works by creating shortcuts to your phone's camera. So if you're recording a video, if you're seeing some sort of police activity that you feel needs to be recorded and reported, the app automatically sends it to your state's branch of the ACLU. So it uses your GPS locator and knows where you are, even if you're registered in New York City or wherever you are. If you're in a different state and you witness something, the app will send it geographically to the correct state. There are 18 different states that Mobile Justice is currently downloadable in and hooked up to those states. So this is an interesting, it's an interesting development in tech. So we'll see how this goes, because with all the police videos and shootings, this is, I think, only going to get bigger and bigger.
All right, and that brings us to number two, which is an interesting spin a bit on the last year theme of safety here, I think.
Right, with Uber. Uber's had a lot of safety concerns and complaints filed. I mean, Uber, for the most part, is a wonderful organization, yep, and great company. Everybody loves using Uber. But there have been some stories that have stood out of sexual assault on female passengers. And so Uber has stepped up, and they've decided to pilot a new it's a test program. It's a real-time ID check security initiative. And essentially, if you're driving along and you see your Uber driver taking a selfie, it may not be that they just want to post on Instagram. It might be that they are participating in this pilot program, which their phone will buzz, and it is their obligation to send a selfie to make sure that facial recognition software can identify them as the correct and proper driver associated with that license and the car and everything else. So it's another layer that Uber has installed for security and safety of passengers.
And the number one tech story of the week.
This was so huge and unexpected. Snapchat has released sunglasses this week, and it's exactly what you think. You can actually film your Snapchat with these sunglasses. They're coming out soon for $130. So it puts Google smart glasses to shame. These are actually really cool. Just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. Can we believe that? We're talking about Christmas already, last weekend of September. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.